Hello there, I'm Dr. Curtis Finch, Superintendent of Deer Valley Unified School District. Welcome to a brand new episode of the award-winning Soup Scoop Podcast. Spring break has passed, and the race to end of the school year has begun. But what are your kids going to do this summer? Don't panic! DVUSD has many fun summer activities for your kids to keep them entertained, or to help them catch up, or get ahead in the classroom. Let's start by learning more about some of our longest-running summer activities, hosted by the Deer Valley Community Education Crew. Sensational summer camps will be at 6 locations this summer, and there are plenty of small camps that rock, covering theater, music, even crime scene investigations. Steven Slavik and Deb Ropes from Community Ed have more information.
Yeah, I'm Steven Slavik. I'm the Enrichment Specialist for Community Education. I've been in this position for 18 plus years and in the district overall for 20 years. I oversee all of our before and after school enrichment courses and classes and summer camps that we offer through.
We'll talk a little bit about those summer camps. That's kind of why I'm here.
We've got quite a plethora of programs that we're offering this summer. The one that started it all is Science Rocks. We've got lots of rocks camps. But the very first one that started back in 2007 is Science Rocks, and that's for incoming 5th through 9th graders. And this year they're going to feature two different programs. We've got Science Palooza and STEM Exploration. And then on top of that, also at Sandra D. O'Connor, we're going to have Theater Rocks. We've got two different camps, ages 9 through 13. That group is going to put on the performance of Madagascar, Musical Adventure Junior. And then we also have the older group, which is ages 14 to 18, and they're going to put on Shrek the Musical Junior. So we're really looking forward to that. That's going to be exciting. We also have Music Rocks held at Sandra D. O'Connor as well. It's a busy campus. And that's for incoming 5th through 6th graders, and that's a great opportunity for students to pick up an instrument, learn it for the very first time, start delving into all things musical. So that's a great opportunity for the students as well. And that gets them prepared to get into band for the following school year. And then we've got some exciting things over at Barry Goldwater High School. We've got a new camp. We started last year, CSI Rocks. It's a great forensics camp, and kids were going to do all kinds of stuff. It's in partnership with ASU as well as Arizona Department of Public Safety. We've got all kinds of crime scenes and forensics activities that they're going to be participating in. So that was very popular last year, and we're happy to have that return for another year. And then for the more artistic students, we have Dance Rocks also at Barry Goldwater. That program's for incoming 4th through 12th graders. So that's an opportunity where they'll learn a lot of performances and then put on a final production, a show for the parents on their very last day in the evening. And in addition, we've got Art Rocks. That was one of our original camps that we started years ago. We've got a new teacher this year. This one's going to be featuring incoming 3rd through 5th graders that will participate over at Mountain Ridge High School. And then if you're into language, we've got Mandarin Rocks over at Desert Sage and Diamond Canyon. That's for incoming kindergarten through 7th graders. And that is open to all beginner students as well as the immersion students. But then over at Union Park, we've got Spanish Rocks, and that's going to be for incoming K through 6 students. That program is unfortunately not open to everybody because they're planning on doing some really great fun activities, and they really kind of need to have an understanding of the Spanish language. So it's focused more on the DLI students, the dual language immersion students. And then for the high schoolers, we've got SAT boot camp and ACT boot camps. Those are in-person camps, 4-day camps that are held over at Sandra D. O'Connor. Those are only 1 week in length, but those are a great opportunity for them to prepare for those tests in the future. And then driver's ed is always a very popular program, and unfortunately it just filled up a couple weeks ago, but we do have a wait list for that in case somebody backs out. And then we will have those classes again opening up in July for the fall. So that's all the great things that we're doing over here on my side in Richmond. Everything is on our website. You can go to dvusd.org/communityed/register, and that'll take you to our registration page, and you'll find everything there.
Sounds great. I know I've been to a lot of those productions. It's super neat to see kids from all over Deer Valley participating. They could be rivals outside of the arena, but then they come here together at the theater and put on a play together. It's pretty cool to see.
Absolutely.
And it's free too, isn't it?
It is free, yeah, and it's great. It's a great opportunity to see the great things that both the teachers are doing. Most of these programs, all these programs actually, are all taught by our great certified teachers, and it's good. So it gives them an opportunity to do something different during, you know, from their normal school year activities, and it gives them an opportunity to showcase maybe some additional talents that they don't get to do during the school year. So it's great to see what these teachers and students can put on.
Sounds like I'm going to need to go to summer camp this year. We have another visitor. Tell us about yourself and what you're selling today.
All right. I'm Deb Rhodes. I'm the Director of Community Ed, and we have under our umbrella the sensational summer camps we're talking to you today. We also have before and after care, preschool, and the Family Resource Center. So this summer, for sensational summer camps, we have 4 K-8 locations. We have Gavilan Peak in the northern region, Legend Springs, Norterra Canyon, and then also Paseo Hills. And we're really excited that we have 2 preschools this year, one housed over at Mountain Ridge and the other at Norterra Canyon. Our preschool is for ages 3 to 5. Something that's really cool is you don't have to attend Deer Valley. It's open to everybody. So anybody from around the district or outside the district is welcome to sign up for our summer camps. One thing that we do every week is we go on a field trip, and we have really cool field trips planned this year. So a few of them are we're going to Great Skate and Ninja Nation, which we'll make sure that you have that on your calendar to come to Ninja Nation. You get to play. We're going to the swimming pool, movies, as well as bowling. We have a tradition in Community Ed that our last field trip is Jake's Unlimited. So we go out, we have a good time, we have lunch out there. But we have other field trips as well. You can see those on our website that Stephen just mentioned. We also have guest presenters every week, and that's a variety. Like, we have an author as well as a dance instructor. We have the firemen come to play in their water hoses. We have a circus, and then we end the year also with a DJ. So we have a dance party at the end of camp. So during our camps, we make sure that kiddos are engaged. They're having fun. On our regular days, they're going through their rotations. So every day they go to STEM. They get to do cool experiments and see their towers fall down and all things. And then they also have literacy, arts and crafts, and PACE, which is our PE. So we keep the day moving so the kids are having fun and want to come back for more.
You said rotations of STEM. What's STEM?
STEM is science, technology, engineering, and math.
So what would that look like for my little kid?
All right. So we have a variety of activities. Sometimes they will be getting messy. They might make oobleck. They may have a challenge with Legos where it's to see who can construct the tallest tower or something that can hold the heaviest book. It might be constructing a magnetile tower or building or city. It really varies. We have amazing staff that work together all through the year to plan the activities, and they lead those activities on a daily basis for each of the grade levels.
Sounds like summer in Deer Valley Unified is busy. A lot of opportunities for students to have fun and learn.
Yes, we like to say summer rocks, and we're very excited to offer these opportunities with our students and families, and look forward to all the great things that they're doing.
Tell me a little bit about the dates that these camps run, or the window where this learning takes place.
We kick off camp on June 2nd, and we run all the way through July 17th, with the only day off is July 4th, of course, and it's a Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., so it is a full day of fun.
Good job. Thanks for all you do educating our folks, our kids, during the summertime. And those are some great opportunities. And I will also remind the community, make sure you do not miss those performances. They are free. And when it's 110 outside, it's always nice in the O'Connor or Mountain Ridge or Goldwater Auditorium. And you can come watch kids show off their skills.
We'd love to see you there.
For more details on the community ed offerings, visit dvusd.org/community ed. While Community Ed has a lot of camps, The DVUSD Curriculum Instruction and Assessment Department has several opportunities as well to help enrich and enlighten DVUSD students. Dr. Gail Galligan has an FYI from our CIA on summer activities.
A couple of our summer gifted camps. One is called our Survivor Gifted Camp and our Quizzes and Quests Gifted Camp. And these are for children who have been identified gifted at their schools from grades 1 through 8. Both of them run in June and are at Union Park. Another fun one specifically for middle school is our West Mech Career Camp. It's generally about a 3-day career exploration camp through West Mech, and it's highly attended in a very fun and engaging way for kids to think about, what do I want to do when I grow up? And Dr. Finch, the last enrichment area is such a cool one. It is our Taipei Chinese Culture Camp, and this will be our 3rd year hosting that particular camp. And we work with that with our sister cities contacts, and it is a way for us to have kids join and learn a bit more about the Taiwanese culture and folk art and athletics and sports and yo-yo and kung fu, dragon and lion dances, and even more. The kids really immerse themselves in the Taipei Chinese culture, and it is just a glorious time to have kids think about cultures a little bit differently. It's always well attended.
And that's the younger kids, K-8?
That is going to be, it is for our younger kids. Although we do have high school kids who come and help support that particular camp.
So if you're a kid in a mentoring program, you, a high school kid, you could come help out as well. Sounds good. Talk a little bit about what an intervention is and some of the programs that we have there.
Certainly. We have had in past years a program called Jumpstart Intervention that really works to support children who just need a little push over the summer to be completely solid and ready for that next school year. This year, our Jumpstart program is going to target our Title I schools, and students from those schools will be able to participate at Paseo Hills. That is a 3-week camp, and it runs in June. We also have a great partnership with Southwest Behavioral Services, and they work with us throughout the year in our high schools and across our elementary and middles. But they have a great summer program that is a skills and strategies summer camp, and it really is to support kids who just need a little more engagement and really thinking about how I fit in my school and my community. And it just works really good with children and adults and youth to come together and really think through, how can I become a strong person in school as well as in my community. And then our last intervention program is our Student Support Services Extended School Year. And this one is specific for children who have an individual education plan, an IEP. And that program runs about 5 to 6 weeks in the summer. It's hosted at Vista Peak Campus, and it is a pre-K through 12th grade program.
And that program probably would be available through the principal. Probably have to contact the principal and organize that with your teacher. Talk a little bit about credit recovery, getting ahead. I know that's another option that we have.
Absolutely. So when you think about traditional summer school, that's probably what this section is more like. It's providing innovative opportunities and options for kids, mostly at middle and high school, who just need either to recover some credit that they may not have captured during the school year, or for those go-getters who really want to get ahead, so they want to take a few courses over the summer so their schedule opens up for other areas that they want to choose and enjoy. So we do have a middle school summer school. It is a hybrid program, so it's a little bit in person and a little bit online, and they marry together to support kids in English language arts, math, science, social studies. It's really targeting kids who may not have shown what they know and are able to do, or really struggled in academics this past year.
If I'm a parent or a student and I want to learn more, what would be a good place to go? I know our Deer Valley website is always a good place to start.
Absolutely. And you'll be able to see everything that I've talked about today, as well as there's a contact page where if you're a parent and you just don't know, well, who do I contact about the West Mech Career Camps, or who do I contact about middle school summer school, that linked page has who do you contact, whether it's a phone number, an email address, the person, but you'll be able to find out who to reach out to on that page.
Some of these programs, I'm assuming, are free. Some are cost, and would that be on the website as well?
You know what? That is marked on the flyer. If there is a fee to it, it is marked as a fee-based program. If there is no cost to it, you will not see that fee-based link on it. So yes, you'll be able to see what that is. And I will just say quickly that our community ed camps are generally always fee-based. A couple of our gifted camps, one is fee-based, one is not, just depending on the programming. So just you'll see it on the flyer.
Dr. Galligan covered a lot of ground there, but if you need more information on that contact list she mentioned, visit dvusd.org/summer2025. Lastly, we don't want to leave out our high school students. We know their schedules are pretty busy, so Aspire, DVUSD's online academy, offers flexibility and credit, even dual enrollment credit in some cases. Dr. Juliet Amara has more on the online options for your oldest students.
I am Juliet Amar, and I'm the Director for Online and Virtual Programming, and I am the proud principal of Aspire Deer Valley's Online Academy.
Talk a little bit about Aspire. Is it a what does it look like? Are you out in cyberspace? Do you have a building? Where do you exist?
So we are very much a hybrid campus. We do have our own school building that's located right next to the district office. We provide a hybrid learning environment. We have in-person learning, synchronous instruction, asynchronous instruction, and not just for Aspire students, but for all students in Deer Valley. We have a high school services that provide online learning to over 1,000 DVUSD students each semester, and even a dual credit program with our partnership with Real Stellato.
Wow, so it sounds like a pretty neat option. I know some online schools are in the news. They're getting dismantled because they don't provide quality. What's the news on Aspire? I hear it's top shelf.
We are a very proud A-rated school with Arizona, and we have been ranked nationally number one with NEESH and some other partners. We are one of the highest rated high school online school providers in the state of Arizona and also nationally, but also with our lower grades as well. We are nationally ranked with our middle school and elementary school.
Talk a little bit about summer learning as we're coming close to the end of the school year. Are there some options for Aspire kids and maybe Deer Valley kids, Deer Valley Unified? Maybe if I'm at another school, can I jump into your school for the summer?
Absolutely. We have a flagship program here at Aspire. We have our well-established online high school summer school. But this year, we've branched out a little bit more. We now offer two full online summer school sessions. We offer 86 unique classes for get ahead or credit recovery options. And even this year, we've partnered with Rio Salado to offer our dual credit courses. So students who enroll in Aspire can earn up to 6 college credits for very reasonable cost. And for any student who's looking to get ahead or recover credits, we offer original credit and credit recovery and honors classes.
Wow, that's quite the range. Is this free? Is it cost money? What's the story on if I want to plug in and how do I plug in?
So we ask our Deer Valley students to reach out to their counselors. This is for cost. There is a fee associated with it. Our regular high school credit courses are $200 a course. They're 5 weeks long. You get access to highly qualified and certified teachers and those that you can meet with once a week, virtual office hours. So you are supported, even though it's fee-based. And we also have our Rio Salado students who will have a tuition fee with Rio and also with Deer Valley. But again, in comparison to all of our university campuses, our program is cost effective, and students can earn really just 6 credits in just a short amount of time for very relatively low fees.
So if I'm going to school at Barry Goldwater or Boulder Creek, O'Connor, and I come to Aspire and get a credit, will it go back to my high school?
Absolutely. All of our classes are transferable. And we work in partnership with all of our schools all year round. We are the partner school for all of our high schools and for incoming ninth graders, too. So if you have an incoming freshman who's looking to get ahead on some courses, we offer some PE and fitness courses as well as health so that students can get ahead in credits and start their freshman year off on the right foot.
Wow, it sounds like a lot of options. So what time does this start? This is probably getting pretty close. You need to start registering, I'm assuming.
Oh, well, we're ahead of the game. So registration just opened. Our first session, summer school session 1 with the full range of courses is open now. So please reach out to your counselor. If you're an out-of-district student, please feel free to reach out to our school and we will help you with that. Our first registration or session dates are from May 23rd to June 27th, and our second session runs from July 9th to August 15th. So students can get as many credits as needed to start off the year in a really good place.
Or catch up or get ahead, too. Mm-hmm. I like it. Where would be the place I would find it on your website if I want to find some details?
So we are at dvusd.org/aspiresummer. And there we have all of our course lists and information ready, available for you. Our summer session dates, some frequently asked questions, and also some information based on our overall program.
And since this is a physical building, you can actually come meet somebody if you're a little nervous about what it might look like, or you need some help thinking, or some counseling that you're maybe not getting at your local high school. You need some help. Your team probably is available to help out as well.
Absolutely. We have our teachers here on site to provide in-person supports if needed. And because we are a hybrid school, we also offer virtual office hours to help students meet their specific schedule. So we are the best of both worlds. We can meet you where you are.
Like it. All right, that's pretty exciting. Aspire is not that old, and it's accelerated to be very versatile and obviously making a huge impact. It gives more options for parents and for kids. And we're pretty proud of Aspire for sure. You've done a nice job here. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Learn more about the Aspire online options at dvusd.org/aspiresummer. Whatever summer fun and learning needs you have, DVUSD has a summer program for you. And now is the perfect time to sign up. Anytime is the perfect time to catch up on previous episodes of The Soup Scoop. You can go with Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or at dvusd.org/soupscoop. Give us a follow and comment on our programs on the platform that you listen to. I'm Dr. Curtis Finch, and you're all caught up with everything happening at DVUSD with The Soup Scoop Podcast.